pay over 100 million. So I told him I'd like it. Yeah. And my mail, they said that the senators would impeach me. And the mail's running about 10 to 1 in favor. Both senators have an autograph on me, both from Pennsylvania, both from New York. Then the National Committee called up and said I didn't control any of the public.
Be right with you, Mr. Capel, just a moment.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Papa.
Your people, so you said you wanted to know and wanted to help out. I don't know how you get it to them. They'll get it probably this afternoon, but I wanted any of them that you wanted to talk to. I talked to Bob Anderson. He couldn't be here last night. But here's what I'm saying. You got a pencil?
Yes.
You don't need to write the language, but you can write the figures. I pledge a progressive administration which is efficient, honest, and frugal. The budget to be submitted shortly is in full accord with this pledge. It'll cut our deficit in half from $10 billion to $4.9 billion. It'll be in proportion to our national output, the smallest budget since 1951. It'll call for a substantial reduction in federal employment, a feat accomplished only once before in the last 10 years. While maintaining the full combat strength, it'll call for the lowest number of civilian personnel in the Department of Defense since 1950. It calls for total expenditures of $97.9
billion,
compared to $98.4 for the current year, a reduction of more than $500
million.
It will call for new obligation authority of 103.8, a reduction of more than $4 billion below last year's request of 107.9.
Well, I missed that one.
103.8.
Very well on my note-taking, incidentally.
Call for new obligation authority of 103.8 compared to last year's 107.9.
Now I've got it.
Now they asked for 122.7, as I told you last night.
Yeah, started out that way.
But the important thing is the expenditures.
Yeah.
And Kennedy's budget was 98.8.
Yeah.
They spent 98.4. We asked for 97.9.
Those are the key figures.
That's right. Now, will you get that to your people?
I'll do that.
Thank you. And I want to be prepared for any statements because they'll be asking them. And see, what I'm doing, I'm betting pretty much on this private sector. Now, if you fellas run out on me and don't make these investments and don't put any money in this economy and don't help me get my tax bill, why, these liberals are going to say that I'm causing a depression. The Washington Post already said that twice, two columnists. And I've got to have a little confidence from you folks, and I believe that if you'll take the strings off of private industry, it'll get out and do some of this stuff itself. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's generally right, and I think that there's one thing, and I picked on Walter Heller a little bit last night. When we talked these total profit figures, they sound quite different than the profitability, and of course profitability is what's going to make for these investments, and,
well,
and I feel that argues a little against this tax bill if some unsophisticated person takes a look at it.
Yeah.
But I understand why it's done that way.
Well, I've tried to change that attitude in Latin America already, and I think I'm changing it in this country. And I don't know how many dinners you ever had like that one last night before, but there are not many times that Secretary of Treasury and Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, the Council of Economic Advisors and the President spent 3 hours going over with 100 men the problems of the government.
That was an exceptional evening, and I don't believe there was a man in there that left that room not impressed, and I don't know how you're ever going to measure what will come of it, but I'm sure it's terrific.
I'm going to watch and see what they say about this message and what they do about it, because I'm betting on them instead of the liberal group.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think you can depend on them.
Okay. Mm. All right, you get it to them now, Fred.
I'll do it. I've got a kind of a sketchy picture.
Yes, sir. Waiting.